Investment flash.
Copper just printed another record, and bonds are acting like the Fed's about to hike, but the dollar's not buying it. Grab your coffee. This one's messy.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 8th, New York edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. We've got copper, yen, UK litigation, and a software contrarian take. Let's go.
Marie, open with copper. The metal printed a fresh record on the LME for the second straight session. I'm buying the copper tracker, Freeport McMoRan, and Southern Copper. Terra fear plus tight supply? Buddy, that's a bull case.
Yeah, look, the trade's crowded. Both Bloomberg and the Journal are pointing at US tariff expectations. Buying at a record on tariff fear is like buying an umbrella after the storm because you heard it might rain again.
Huh, fair enough. But the Journal's Julia Petroni also flags real supply challenges at key mines. That part's not speculative. That's physical tightness. Still, chasing records on fear is exactly how you get caught.
No, but that's exactly why Freeport is the play. It's levered to the supply story, not just the tariff headline. And remember, we called copper yesterday before this record. It's working, buddy.
Haha, fair enough, Tom. But calling it yesterday and it being crowded today are not the same thing. The easy money's been made.
I'm going to push back here. If the supply challenges are structural, the record might be justified. But I want to see open interest falling, not rising. That would tell me it's short covering.
Right, but short covering at record still means prices can squeeze higher. I'm not fading a record, not with supply this tight.
Okay, agree to disagree, but we can all agree copper is the day's hottest story.
Right. On treasuries, yields rose in European trading, and the Journal says stronger jobs and higher oil are raising Fed hike odds next week. I'd short long-duration bonds, short intermediate bonds, and buy the euro against the dollar to fade the dollar.
Wait, hold on. The dollar fell in the same session? That's weird. If hike odds are up, the dollar should strengthen. That screams the market doesn't believe the Fed.
That's exactly the split. Yields up, dollar down. It's not a clean hike trade. I'd fade the dollar, yes, but I'm not sold on shorting long duration yet. The market isn't committing.
See, the dollar falling is the market already pricing that the hike won't stick. Shorting bonds captures the repricing, but the euro long is the cleaner expression. Relative value wins here.
Right.
Exactly.
100%.
Yen hit a six-month high on BOJ rate hike bets per the Journal. Buy the yen ETF, short dollar yen, but it's extended. Six-month high invites profit-taking.
And here's the interesting angle. FT Lex says Japan Inc. can brush off interest rate hikes, while America cannot. So if Japanese corporates stay resilient, the Japan equity ETF can outperform the S&P 500 into BOJ tightening.
So the relative value play is buy Japan equity ETF against short S&P 500, not outright. The yen strength could hurt exporters, but the article says they can handle it. I'm in for that dispersion.
Exactly.
That's the whole story.
European Autos, FT Companies, reports a car parts chief warning that losing Europe's auto industry threatens steel, aluminum, glass, and chemical sectors. Sell Volkswagen, BMW, Mercedes. This is structural, not quarterly.
And it links to the whole industrial supply chain. If the flagship car makers struggle, the downstream suppliers follow. I'm on board with shorting the three.
But no demand numbers in the report. This could be one executive's opinion. I'd want confirmation before shorting the whole sector.
Tom, the article isn't about next quarter's demand. It's about structural decline risk. That's exactly the kind of thing you can't time, so you position now.
Right, and it's a slow burn, but the downside is real.
UK house builders? FT Companies quantifies Grenfell's legal legacy at £1.2 billion, with almost 100 lawsuits active in London. Sell Persimmon and Barrett. That liability tail won't clear quickly.
And it falls hardest on large listed builders with building safety exposure. This is a repricing that takes years, not days.
I have no dog in this fight, but if the legal costs are $1.2 billion and climbing, that's a real overhang.
Exactly.
Right. That's exactly why.
China chips. FT Companies reports Huawei is playing project manager as China builds its own advanced chips and DUV components to sidestep export controls. By SMIC, watch the semiconductor ETF.
SMIC is the main listed foundry beneficiary, but the semiconductor ETF watch is a hedge. Western equipment makers face slow fragmentation risk over time.
I'd push back on the idea that China can scale domestically quickly. No production milestones in the excerpt. This is a story, not a trade yet. Buy SMIC with caution. Watch the ETF.
Fair, but if Huawei is driving it, that's serious commitment. Long term, yes, but I like the structural angle. Software Group is all holds, Salesforce and Workday. WSJ says AI is disrupting software, but not as fast as many feared. Both companies are financially strong, despite pummeled shares. I'd hold both.
No revenue or profit figures in the excerpt weakens the claim. But the contrarian angle is the sell-off may have overshot. If displacement stays slow, they re-rate. If it accelerates, they're cheap for a reason.
I hate software, but if the AI fear is overdone, there's a bounce. And my track record on hating software is so good that it usually rallies, so maybe buy the dip.
Self-aware, Tom, but the test is next earnings. Hold both until then.
Agreed. Hold only.
Shipping. 18 maritime authorities warn wars and shadow fleets are collapsing global shipping rules. Watch the shipping ETF. Hold frontline. Direction is ambiguous.
Rerouting and tighter scrutiny can tighten tanker supply for owners like Frontline. But sanctions and regulatory risk cut both ways. Watch only.
No numbers from the authorities yet, so no trade. Watching paint dry is more exciting. Palantir. FT Company says Britain's grid operator Nesso gave Palantir a sole source contract without inviting rival bids, citing dependency. Buy Palantir. That's a government moat endorsement.
It won't move the stock on its own, but it reinforces the franchise. I'd buy, but it's already expensive on a price-to-earnings basis.
The sole source nature is exactly the regulatory angle that worries me, but for Palantir, it's a positive. Critical infrastructure dependency is a strong signal. Renewables, FT covers floating wind turbines and pumped hydro water batteries. Buy wind energy ETF, hold solar energy ETF. No dated catalyst, so conviction is low.
Long duration tech stories, but they support grid decarbonization. I like the wind exposure.
I'll hold solar, but floating wind is genuinely interesting, borrowing oil and gas techniques. Still, low conviction until we see orders. India lag, Bloomberg notes the Nifty has stayed muted for 25 straight sessions, the longest run this year. Watch India equities. No catalyst.
The Nifty has been muted for 25 sessions. That's a six-week nap with dividend reinvestment. I'm watching, but not buying.
Okay. But foreign money is rotating into semiconductor-heavy markets. India is in wait-and-see mode.
Exactly. Watch until the streak breaks or a domestic trigger lands. All right, big picture. Today's coverage collectively points to a world repricing two things at once: commodity scarcity and policy rates. Copper record, yen 6-month high, treasury yields up with dollar down. That is not a coherent macro story. It's a market caught between supply shocks and rate expectations.
And the FT's $2 trillion global interest bill adds slow-burning fiscal pressure underneath. I think the rate repricing threat is dominant because it contaminates everything else. Copper, autos, yen, software valuations.
But the bear case is that much of the commodity move is tariff speculation, not physical shortage. One headline reverses it. And the odd dollar decline alongside rising yields hints the market doesn't fully believe the Fed hike story.
Wait, that's exactly my point.
If the Fed disappoints next week, the whole long dollar fade and yield short trade unwinds fast. So the relative value is cleaner than outright beta.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
The cleanest expression isn't one ticker, it's dispersion. Long copper against short long-duration bonds captures the supply shock versus rate hike divergence. Long Japan against short S&P expresses the Japan can handle hikes thesis.
And no one is connecting the U.S. equity reaction to a possible Fed hike, despite the yields dollar divergence. The Nifty's mute streak suggests large passive flows are stuck, but no one ties it to rates.
That's a gap. Also absent, any quantification of Grenfell's £1.2 billion legal tail or the shipping rule collapse into equity prices, both multi-billion dollar stories with no market reaction coverage.
As always, none of this is investment advice.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow, London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. See you then.